First today, fighting for his government's political survival, the Prime Minister has launched a blistering personal attack on Labor leader Bill Shorten, branding him a clear threat to national security. Scott Morrison's broadside was delivered as his minority government faces the embarrassing and historic prospect of losing a vote on legislation on the floor of Parliament. The end-of-year showdown comes on the final parliamentary sitting day of the year, and our political reporters Stephanie Boris and Melissa Clark are there. Stephanie, let's start with you. The Prime Minister has declared he'll do everything in his power to stop a vote that would change Australia's border protection policies. What's going on?
This is about a multi-party push to get more refugees off Nauru and Manus Island, specifically children, moving them from Nauru to Australia. So the way this would occur is by making changes to a government bill currently before the Senate. Now, a very angry Scott Morrison has fronted the cameras today to outline that he was not in support of these changes that not only the crossbench and Greens are in favour of, but also it looks like Labor is too. He said that any changes to border protection policies risks the boat starting again. Now, aside from his strong belief in the government's border protection policies and that being the reason why he doesn't want this to go ahead, there's an even more pressing issue here for the Prime Minister, and that's actually his control of Parliament. You see, if these amendments pass the Senate, then it goes to the House of Representatives, and it looks like the government doesn't have the numbers there to vote this piece of legislation down. Therefore, the government loses a vote in the House of Representatives. This, of course, is not a good look, and it technically can mean that the government does have to go to an election. The last time this happened, Rachel, was back in the 1940s. It shows how rare it is for a government to lose a vote in Parliament when we're talking about their own legislation.
I will fight them on this. I will seek to stop them doing this. And I will fight to stop any change to that offshore processing arrangement, which I know directly and personally has been so critical to maintaining the successful border protection framework that has kept our borders secure and has prevented young people, children, going onto boats and drowning.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison there. Stephanie Boris, how could the Prime Minister try and kill off the vote?
There's been a few ways he's been trying this morning. One is that he offered security briefings to the key crossbenchers that are considering supporting these amendments. That hasn't worked. The crossbenchers have declined these security briefings. The next step, of course, is using parliamentary tactics, which Melissa Clark has been keeping an eye on.
This is where it gets very interesting, because we've had these manoeuvrings in the Senate around this migration bill that the opposition, Steffi just explained, helped put amendments on, in the idea that that would then go to the reps. Now, what we have going on in the House of Reps at the moment is debate around the encryption bill. You might remember this is the one to give police and intelligence agencies the ability to read and get access to encrypted data. Now, the government and the opposition had agreed to a plan that would see the bill start in the House of Representatives, be unamended, then go to the Senate, where Labor would have more time just to check over the amendment and make sure everyone agreed, because this all happened at the last minute, and then it would have to go back to the House of Representatives again to be ticked off. However, for that to happen, for message to move from the Senate to the reps, then the migration bill that the Nauru elements are attached to would have to move to the House of Representatives as well. If one message about one bill is being sent from the Senate to the reps, the other has to move too. So the government has now changed its approach when it comes to the encryption bill and is trying to get Labor to vote on the encryption bill with amendments in the House of Representatives, because that would mean once it goes to the Senate, it doesn't have to come back to the reps again, and they could put off sending any messages from the Senate to the House of Representatives. So this is all very procedural, but it is all designed around the timing to try to ensure they don't have to rush through messages from the Senate to the reps, because once that happens, there would be that vote on the issue that affects asylum seekers on Nauru that the government is likely to lose.
So let's go back to you now, Stephanie Boris. As we heard earlier, while these parliamentary tactics, very complicated, have been playing out, Scott Morrison has also been ratcheting up the pressure on Labor and really laying into the opposition leader.
Yeah, he's using all tactics to try and ensure that the encryption bill is passed and that the changes to border protection policies are not passed. So what better way to do that than to hold a press conference, very much personally attacking Bill Shorten over both of these issues and using quite emotive language. Take a listen.
Bill Shorten's mettle has been tested on national security today and border protection and has been found untrue. Bill Shorten does not have the mettle to deal with national security. He does not have the mettle to deal with border protection. Our government has demonstrated that we do. It wasn't that long ago where boats crashed on the rocks and children were dragged up from the sea face down. I remember it. I stopped it.
Now, Rachel, this is just as much a pre-election message to voters as it is to the Labor Party. Prime Minister Scott Morrison very much trying to show how, in his words, he believes both parties have very different policies now when it comes to national security and border protection.
This is about Australia's national security. That's why I'm standing here. This is about Australia's national security. It's not about what happens on the floor of the House or the floor of the Senate. You've got to look past Canberra. This is about Australia's safety. And Bill Shorten is a clear and present threat to Australia's safety because he's so obsessed with politics that he cannot see the national interest.
Melissa, if I could go back to you, the government is going to extreme lengths to ensure it keeps control of Parliament, which is obviously pretty hard to do when you're in minority. Will all of this work?
Look, it could, but it might not. It, certainly being a minority is very difficult. We saw that during the Gillard government period of just how difficult it can be to manage a house when you don't have control of the numbers. Scott Morrison is now finding that even more than his predecessor because they have one fewer number because of the latest defection from Julia Banks. It shows that there is a desperation both in the parliamentary tactics and in the public pressure to try and keep control of the legislative agenda, of the political story, and ultimately of the Parliament itself. How the Morrison government survives today will give us an indication of just how well the government will go towards trying to make it through the full term to May, or if they will need to go to an election sooner than that.
Political reporters Melissa Clark and Stephanie Boris on a very busy day in Canberra. Thank you.